From Nashville, Pinkerton rode to Memphis, 209 miles southwest, revolted by the sight of slave auctions in its market square. He studied the fortifications around the city, talked to Confederate soldiers, lucky to not run into Webster doing the same, and said he sipped brandy and water with General Pillow. Pinkerton found his most valuable sources were blacks forced to build earthworks and move arms and ammunition. But then trouble started for him. On his third evening in Memphis, a black porter knocked softly on his hotel room door. When Pinkerton let him in, the porter warned that Confederate agents were on to the detective and would soon be coming to arrest him. Pinkerton quickly packed his bag, descended the stairs to the hotel's rear entrance, and fled on horseback to Jackson, Mississippi, 200 miles south. He arrived in Jackson still pleased with his escapade, although the value of the intelligence he had picked up was never clear. But the next morning after breakfast, when he visited the hotel's barber shop for a shave, the German barber, who had once cut his hair in Chicago, recognized him. When Pinkerton couldn't convince the barber that he was not the famous detective, he pretended to be indignant, jumping out of the chair, jerking off the towel from around his neck, and shouting at the barber, "I'll whip you on the spot," if the man continued insisting he was the Yankee from Chicago. The poor barber stood silent and terrified. A crowd from the lobby soon gathered at the shop. Pinkerton eventually diffused the tension, insisting he was a Georgian, and buying the patrons a round of drinks at the hotel bar to placate them. He made his way back to Cincinnati. McClellan's attention stretched to the east as well as south. To travel west from Washington, people, commerce, and military supplies had to take the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad line that ran through Maryland and western Virginia into the Ohio Valley. That artery, an important northern link to Ohio and the West, was subject to interruption, however, in Virginia's secessionist territory. But most of western Virginia's citizens were Unionists, who had not supported secession as eastern Virginians had and were ready to break from Richmond, presenting an opportunity for Abraham Lincoln and a problem for Jefferson Davis, who recognized full well the strategic value of the region as a link to the West. It was only a matter of time before Western Virginia became a battleground.